tough loss. Gave ourselves a chance at the end, actually found ourselves in a situation where we got a chance to take control of the game and kept going back and forth. So good fight, good effort. Some lack of discipline at the end is part that's disappointing, and part some that cannot, will not revert to that. We got to fix that. Aside from that, just close isn't good enough. Credit to their offense. They did some things that were very challenging. But got to find a way to get better, to get back to work for a quick turnaround, and go play our best football on Friday next week. Questions?
All right, Tyler, obviously coming to this game really struggling, comes in, doesn't throw any interceptions, has a pretty solid game, gives you guys a chance to stop. Do you see any kind of change in his mentality, or do you think he corrected today that made him better?
He was all week. He was during the week of Florida State. You saw it coming on. He was very determined, and it carried over to this past week. He was very urgent. If you watch him, the way he was moving around the pocket, his feet were quick. He's healthy now too, almost completely. And just very determined to play well for his teammates, and he did that today.
Mario, let's talk about the Louisville quarterback, Jack Plummer. He really came out with a lot of voice the way he played throughout the game. I realize that we had a pretty good game. It was a shootout, but this kid really is a fine prospect and a good player.
And he played well. You know, they used the tight ends really well against us. Those guys had a lot of catches today. And they found some things. Our defense played hard. You know, at the end there, we had a collision on one of those mesh deals where we got breaks free, but... Yeah, credit to him. You know, we picked him off one time, but he wasn't affected by it. He kept playing hard, kept playing strong, ran the ball well also, and made some critical throws.
Yeah, what that offense, a lot of mesh stuff. They had 12 different guys catch passes. What makes that defense so tough to guard against? That offense so tough to guard against?
Yes, sir. You know, some things are, if you run that concept well enough, yeah, obviously it's designed for man coverage, but if you have a really good feel for the timing and spacing of it, it's really good against zone as well. And they had some really good compliments off of it. Sometimes we just, you know, we got a teacher better, we got a coach better, so we could cover better. You know, we didn't affect the quarterback very much today, which was different. We affected the quarterback all year long. And they, you know, they blocked us pretty well today. So,
can you talk about calling the timeout down, trying to go in to score at the end there?
Mm-hmm. The fourth down?
Yeah, just why you called timeout? There was still plenty of time on the play clock. Just not it. Was there something you guys saw?
They already were lined up in what we needed to see. We wanted to get the best play. So at that point, the play clock really, you know, was irrelevant. It was a play to check down. And certainly we wanted to make the value of the play down there from 3 yards out was we felt had better chance of putting us in position to tie than saving it and trying to get a stop and go. So trying to give offense quarter chance to make the best call for the situation.
Mario, anything you could say on Mark Fletcher's performance today?
Continues to excel, continues to elevate his play. Just an excellent freshman player, leader, tough guy, accountable, wants to win in the worst way, could care less about his own performance, just wants to win, wants to see his teammates win. But he's going to be a great one, and we've got to keep bringing in guys like Mark Fletcher.
Mario, what do you tell the team, especially the guys who had the unfortunate conduct penalties, Jacoby and Burchard, obviously they were very, very costly at the end. And what do you say to them after?
I jump all over that. It's crap. It's complete and utter unacceptable immaturity from a couple guys who have played really, really well. So you gotta use it as a teaching moment, but you gotta go right at them hard. You know, it's a bunch of bull crap. You know, that ain't it. You know, we all get upset, you know, maybe get tugged, maybe get held, the guy hits you, it don't matter. They have flags, they're gonna throw them when they need to throw them, and we can't do that, we're not gonna revert to that. When we gotta fix it, we're gonna fix it.
And then Keandre Smith didn't play today, so I think we're getting cut.
He was out, and Leonard Taylor was out. Leonard Taylor tried to play, but he wasn't able to. He sustained something last week, and he wasn't able to play.
Anything else?
Roy was the other one.
they just keep their, I guess it's hard to keep their spirits up now?
Oh, I think so, Susan. I mean, it's football. If guys have a hard time keeping their spirits, if coaches have a hard time keeping their spirits and going to compete, then they've been in the wrong profession and at the wrong place. We've made so much progress, and we're dragging these games into the fourth quarter, and we are in a position to take over anyone. And now we've got to have that breakthrough on a consistent basis, okay? Sometimes progress comes in spurts, and I want it all. We all want it all now. I want it all now. But we have got to coach and teach and push and work our way to making these one possession, one play games, to make these things victories, okay? And you don't stop. You don't seek shelter. You don't look for comfort from somebody telling you how well you played or how close it was. Nonsense. That's not it. That's not our DNA. That will never be our DNA. Let's get back to work. Let's go get better and find a way to come out on the winning side.
Coach, you say breakthrough, but is it breakthrough on how you guys end up with the time management as coaches, or is it also breakthrough as players to make the plays to be able to finish and get the
win? Please repeat your question.
That you said breakthrough, that it takes a breakthrough for you guys to make right. It and get the win. What is it? Is it a breakthrough from the coaches and how you guys handle the time management towards the end to be able to get the win, or is it coming from...
About what you mean by the time management to get the win.
Like, even the timeout call that you had for the fourth play, or even when you're trying to make these plays on the 3rd and 11, I believe, in the fourth, I'm trying to see, like, when you say by breakthrough... Like,
I'm trying to understand your question. It just doesn't make much sense to me right now, but... Every time we get back to work, it's everybody. It's coaches and players. I've never singled anybody in a press conference, and I won't do that. Your question is with regards to time management. We use a timeout on fourth down, check the defense to get us on the best play, to try to score from the 3-yard line. That's what that timeout is used for. That answers your question. I'm not sure if it does.
Yeah, it does. It was more like you saying the breakthrough. Like, it, so you're saying... It just becomes a collective effort of being able to find...
Always has, always will be, to find a way to get together, work together, do better, and win. That's what I mean by a breakthrough.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Well, good evening, everybody. You heard Mario Cristobal after the 38-31 loss today against Louisville. I want to give you my thoughts. Offensively, I thought we did a good job. Tyler played a very good ball game. The sack we allowed, that was on Frankie. I mean, missed an assignment. Defense let us down today. I mean, Louisville went to the tight ends. They only went to their tight end 15 times this year. And we could not stop the tight end today. 8 catches, 101 yards for Louisville's tight ends today. Folks, that's not going to get it done against a very good ball club, okay? When I look at the numbers... I mean, you look at Louisville, they killed us on big plays. I mean, Jack Plummer threw 3 touchdowns for them today. They did it with their 2 biggest weapons, Jordan and Thrash Hurt. Okay? We did not come up with the big plays on defense that we need, that we've always come to in the past. Okay? We didn't do that. When I look at the box score... Plummer was 24-37, 308, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. We did not turn the ball over once today. Usually when you do that, you usually win. Fletch had 126 yards. But another thing I noticed is when we got Cheney and when we got Parrish in the game, they combined for a grand total of 2 yards on 5 carries. Not going to win that way. Yes, Fletch is going to be a big horse. But those other horses had to step up today, and they did not do that. And I'll credit Louisville for that, because at times they stuffed the run, but also on the backside, No, but we didn't do a good job at backside blocking. I mean, X had almost 200 yards receiving today. Jacoby 55, Colby 30, but the penalties... I mean, at the end there, you just can't beat Bonehead in situations like that and expect to beat a very good Louisville team. That's not going to get it done, okay? The simple fact of the matter is they made the plays we did not make when it mattered. Louisville was 5 for 12 on third down. We were 6 for 14. We did not, again, when you win the turnover battle, 9 times out of 10, you're going to win. This is one of those times we did not win today. Especially with the penalties. 5 penalties, 50 yards, including 2 bonehead personal foul penalties. One on Jacoby on the fourth down. And then again, Brashard, I think Brashard had that penalty on the punt return. Cost us field position, 15 yards. Instead of getting the ball maybe at the 40 or 45, we got it back at the 20, 25. You're not going to win that way when you commit bonehead penalties in key situations and expect to beat a very good Louisville team. That's not going to get it done. I mean, like Myra said, we have a short week, back to work. We go up to a very cold Chestnut Hill on Friday, play Boston College, who's has a very good quarterback in Castellanos, but he was sacked 6 times against Pittsburgh. And, you know, we're going to have our hands full in the cold up at Chestnut Hill. We're going to have our hands full up there. But let me give you my report card before we go for the night. Offense, I'm going to give about a C. I thought Tyler Van Dyke did a pretty good job today. But the offensive line let him down at times. And the run blocking was outside of Fletch was not as strong as it's been in the past this year. The receiving game was a very good job. Did a very good job there. But at the end, I mean, the bonehead penalty on Jacoby at the end really, really hurt. I mean, it killed us. You can't give... Can't allow field position like that. You can't do that. Can't do that and expect to win. That's not that. So C for the offense. Defense, I'm going to give a C-. The reason I'm going to do that is because we did not come up with the big stops when we needed to. When Louisville needed a big play on third down in the fourth quarter, you know, we did not come up big when we needed to on D. You know, we did not do that. You know, and I think on the TD, I mean, we had blown coverages, we had blown assignments, we had, you know, all those things really hurt today. And against a good Louisville team, you can't make those mistakes. You just cannot make those mistakes and expect to beat a very quality team like Louisville. Special teams, I'm going to give a C as well. Reason I'm doing that? Simple reason. You know, simple reason for that. One, I felt the bonehead penalty on Brashard cost us field position on that last drive. Instead of getting it maybe at, like I said, the 40, we got it at the 20. That hurt. That really hurt us there. We did a good job. For the most part, Brashard's 45, but the penalty hurt. I mean, Andy on a field goal, okay, and also we did block an extra point from Louisville today. Aside from that, you got to do a better job. We got to do a better job. So that's the way I see it. So in closing, you know, tough loss today. We got to bounce back. We know we got a short week. Then we go up to Chestnut Hill on Friday after Thanksgiving to take on Boston College. Look, the next podcast will be from New Jersey on Tuesday at 5 p.m. I'm going to have the voice of Boston College on. We'll preview the Boston College game. And I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Please be safe on the roads. Please be careful. Enjoy the time with your families, and we will talk next on Tuesday, November 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Take care, God bless, and win or lose, go Canes.